Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Diana Mary Rose, a psychic medium, a Reiki master of the healing arts. Her clairaudient and telepathic abilities are just profound, and she uses these skills while writing as well. She is supported by her spirit guides, her alter egos, past family members, and other souls who have played a part in her book work. Her unique style is her gift to the world, for within her writings are to be found profound truths. Now, she's got a degree from Exeter University in English Medieval Studies, has worked as a professionally trained archivist, and both these areas of expertise have contributed greatly to her ability to research subject matter with that rigorous eye for detail. Her latest book is called Atlantis and Gaia. Diana Mary Rose, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Do you go by just Diana?
Diana, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. How did you get involved in the psychic world?
The psychic side, now looking back, I was obviously born with a very psychic ability, but it really came through when I started meditating about 15 years ago, and that really propelled me into clairaudience particularly, but also a bit of clairvoyance, and that carried on. Meditating is the means to become more psychic, and that's certainly my case anyway, meditating daily.
Was there anybody in your family that had this ability?
Yes, I believe my grandmother did. I believe I did. And that is something which I now understand through meditations, because I would see her image in the third eye coming through again and again. I thought, oh, that's my grandmother there, you know. And as times progressed, I realized that she was very, very psychic. And I think people say that the psychic skips a generation sometimes. I've heard that many times, and I think that must be the case with me, yes.
Do you contact the other side much, the dead?
Do I contact it? I would say they contact me. I don't think it's an ability that I would have myself. They come through if they want to. And they will do in a meditational state, or as now in a slightly trance-like state, and so on and so forth. But you can't force someone to come through if they don't want to be there. It's their decision upstairs, you know, it's their decision to come through. Yeah.
Do they ever bother you so much that you just can't get any sleep or anything like that?
Yes, they do. They do sometimes. And that is something I've noticed on location. If I go on holiday, sometimes I'll have the most weird dreams and I can hardly get any sleep because the dreams are so powerful. And that's because there is an element, as I would understand it now, there's an element of karma at that locational spot. So, for example, we went to Canterbury in Kent on holiday last year. All week, it was my dreams were appalling. And I realize now, and I realized at the time, because I was told this, that in some way the land was being healed from karma in connection to me and other family members. So, yeah, it can be.
What do you think of karma, Diana?
Karma is probably the most important subject on Earth because it's behind almost everything that we do, and also how we suffer, and so on. Love at first sight, that is so often karma. It's unresolved karma from a previous relationship. It's karma is everywhere. The purpose of relationships is indeed to understand and to love each other when we've been at war in a past lifetime. It's about unresolved feelings. And also that comes through to all sorts of other things as well.
That old saying, what goes around comes around, is pretty darn true, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't escape. That's right. We can't escape. If we have a massive fallout with somebody in this lifetime, and that can be on a personal level, or it can even be wider than that, on a grouping in terms of warfare or whatever, we have to come back and make good in the future, in a future life form. And that's what I've discovered through many multiple healings and meditations and everything, that our life today is unresolved from prior lifetimes, and that very often war will come into that because war is an unnatural thing for us to do, to kill each other. That's appalling. And to mutilate, that's appalling. So that has to be dealt with in a future life form, and that can come back in multiple ways.
What if people, what if people used karma to try to better themselves? Does it work that way? And let me cite an example. You help somebody, but you help them up because you think something good is going to happen for you. Does that work?
I don't see why it wouldn't work. It depends on your altruistic view of life, I think, as to whether that comes about. There's no harm in being wealthy and making money, you know, in the process of doing good. It all boils down to your thoughts, how you think. There's no escaping. Devious thoughts or unpleasant thoughts beneath the surface will come back at you. But if your thoughts are truly good, then yes, you are releasing all sorts of negativity from the human aura, which is where the karma, in a sense, is stored, and moving forward in your understanding towards enlightenment. You know, everything we do in the reincarnational cycle is about moving forward into enlightenment, becoming more noble beings, shall we say, you know.
The Charles Dickens work, A Christmas Carol, of course, based in Britain.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, that's all speaking.
Where the spirits came and visited Scrooge.
Yes, yes, yes. The ghosts are an interesting one because they are land-based souls. They're people who've died very often under traumatic experiences, and they're earthbound. They simply cannot move forward to the light. A lot of healers, including myself, indeed, have healed ghosts, and it's quite fascinating how you see them moving up the stairs as they leave the earth plane, and they move up the stairs to heaven, nirvana, wherever they're going, you know, into another life form.
They never go downstairs?
No. Never seen that ever. They always climb up. I mean, particularly, for example, the First World War, that created a huge amount of suffering for millions and millions of people. And quite often, what you'll find, when they gather round about the 11th of November, which is when the Armistice Day is, you know, and they will be, in fact, I had a friend who went to a church service at that time. She said, the church was so cold. And I said, well, yeah, it will be. It's absolutely stuffed full of World War One soldiers who are ghosts. They're wanting to be shown the light to move forward. So, yeah, it's an interesting subject. Ghosts are fascinating, yeah. But they're basically waiting. They're wandering around lost. They're waiting to be shown the light.
When you wrote the book Atlantis and Gaia, tell us how that evolved.
It evolved because of COVID. I mean, like everybody else, I was stuck at home for a lengthy period of time.
Sure.
And I've had these thoughts going around in my head for literally decades. I mean, you know, I've been cataloguing my past lives for at least 15 years and also those of my family members because I've been seeing them and understanding them and healing them. And finally, COVID, I thought, oh, I've got nothing better to do. Let's write a book, you know. And it started to come through and it kind of evolved into its own purpose. It took about 3 or 4 months to write, and then I sort of sent it off to about half a dozen publishers, and one of them, O Books, John Hunt Publishers, very kindly said, yes, we'll publish it, you know, so that's very, very exciting. But it's lovely as well, because I've got so many thoughts going on in my head about the world and how it all works with reincarnation and karma, it was lovely to sort of offload it, you know, into a book, albeit in a sort of wacky style.
Sure.
You know, but it's great fun.
I assume your clients come to you, and what do they want? What do they ask for?
What do they want? They're usually concerned about their health, actually. They usually come for that. Although they can obviously want to know if somebody's upstairs and, you know, wishing to communicate with them as well. They want closure and they want peace of mind. I think peace of mind is the big one. They just want to know they're loved. And that's one of the messages in the book, that love is the biggest thing that we have to learn to do. You know, there's so much hatred and so on around, and love is the most important thing. And meditating and healing and using nature's herbs and all the rest of it moves you into a loving embrace with Mother Gaia. And also you evolve and you move forward on the spiritual dimension too.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Do you believe this planet is a living organism?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You do.
Yes, it reincarnates. I mean, again, just as we reincarnate, the animals reincarnate, the plants, you know, the recycle, everything recycles is one huge recycling element to the universe. And Mother Gaia is undoubtedly the energetic level, the etheric energy behind the living world. That's right. Without that, there would be no life on Earth. There'd be nothing. There'd be no momentum behind any recycling and so on. So, yes, I do. Yeah.
Have you had people of celebrity status come to you? You don't have to necessarily give us names, but...
No, I haven't yet. No, that would be lovely. That would be quite exciting. But no, I haven't. I'm actually quite a sort of... I'm sitting here in Rutland writing my books, writing away, and who knows what will happen as a result of the book. But up until now, I've been, you know, very much a sort of small-time person, really, in my house, beavering away, meditating, seeing local people, and just generally helping out. But the book is the first time I sort of ventured into the world. So who knows what will happen?
Diana, what would you say your expertise is? What would you say you're truly the best at?
Right. Well, I think that is, in actual fact, the written word, but it comes through the audio. So it's clairaudience. I do see things, but on the whole, hearing is my biggest ability, and that has been building up for maybe 10, 12, well, gosh, probably even 20 years of healing. It's, the more healing you do, the more psychic you become. So I've got to the point now where I can have a sort of one-to-one conversation with my spirit guide, which may sound a bit weird, I don't know, but I can have a one-to-one conversation with my spirit guide. I literally hear somebody chatting away to me, telling me things, and I can ask questions, you know, bat the ball back, and then they will answer them. That is an extraordinary ability to have. Before that, I would hear the odd word while I was mowing the lawn or doing the hoovering. You know, when there's a sort of background noise a little bit, I would hear words in the noise, and I would write them down and douse over them and see what it all meant. But as that has progressed, and as I put more healing into myself, it has changed. It changed about maybe 3 years ago now into actually hearing somebody talking to me. And it's something you can't really explain it to most people because they think you're batty, you know. But it's simply a deeper form of clairaudience, and it's a very profoundly useful skill to have. So when somebody asks a question, I will very often hear, for example, you know, somebody will say something while they're at a consultation here, and I'll hear a no come through when they're even halfway through the question. No, that's not right. So they want to jump in there and just help people as much as they can, and then they'll explain what really is going on, you know. So it is, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Do we all have spirit guides, Diana?
Yes, everybody does. Every single person on Earth has a spirit guide. Now, you may not be aware of that, It depends on your level of psychic ability or whatever. But yes, every single person does, and they will come through to heal in your dream state. So sometimes people will see, and I've done this myself, people will see a face right in front of them in the middle of the night, you know, which might totally freak them out, you know, as it kind of did me, really. Oh, it's weird, you know. It's right up, almost up to your nose. Now, that will be your spirit guide healing you in the nighttime, because dreams are healing your karma very frequently. And the spirit guides come in to help on that level. But everybody has them, but they aren't necessarily aware of them, yeah.
And what about reincarnation? Where does that fit in?
Reincarnation is, yeah, it boils down to the soul. Everyone, I hope, would understand they have a soul. And reincarnation is when we send a version of ourselves down from soul onto the earth plane. We die, we go back up to our soul with that information that we've received and all the rest of it, and then we reincarnate again. So another aspect of the soul comes down, and it's a permanent process, and it goes on for thousands upon thousands of years. It's all about learning to love. And in the process, learning to release bad feelings, negativities from ourselves. So, because in each lifetime, we come down to learn, we have a mission, but we also have free will. And it's usually free will which gets us into a mess. So the free will is basically the intellect. The intellect interferes with our instinct to be kind and pleasant to people, and then materialism sets in, and then we get nasty and do deals, and then, you know, there's hatred and there's warfare and all the rest of it, and it carries on until finally our mission, which was originally to love and be benign, is way gone out the window, and then we die, and then we reincarnate again in order to bring that mission back on the track and learn to love again. So it's one eternal cycle of trying to learn to love each other and be at peace.
How do you feel about the future of this planet?
I'm very positive. I'm very positive indeed. I do understand that Gaia has enormous power. That is the Earth's energy. Gaia has huge amount of power, and Gaia has absolutely no intention of self-destructing whatsoever. And also, the universe is connected to those healing energies. So the entire universe is healing Earth right now through its vibrations. And that there are certain subjects which are an absolute no-no, and one of them is nuclear war. That will be removed from the Earth plane shortly, but it will never be allowed to occur. So there are certain things which are never allowed to occur.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.